certes he, Jack Straw, and his meinie, ne maid never shouts half so shrill, when that they would any Fleming kill, as Thilkaday was made upon the fox. Of brass they brought in beams and of box, of horn and bone, in which they blew and pooped, and therewithal they shrieked and they whooped, it seemed as that heaven should fall. Now, good men, I pray you hearken all. Lo, how fortune turneth suddenly the hope and pride eke of her enemy. This cock that lay upon the fox's back, in all his dread, unto the fox he spoke, and said,
Sir, if that I were as ye, yet would I say, as wise God help me, turneth again, you proud churls all, a very pestilence upon you fall. Now am I come unto the wood's side. Maugre your head, the cock shall here abide. I will him eat in faith, and that anon.
The fox answered,
In faith, it shall be done.
And as he spoke that word, all suddenly the cock broke from his mouth deliverly, and high upon a tree he flew anon. And when the fox saw that he was gone,
Alas, quod he, oh, Chanticleer, alas, I have to you, quod he done trespass, inasmuch as I made you afeard, when I you hent and brought out of the yard. But, sir, I did it out of no wicked intent. Come down, and I shall tell you what I meant. I shall say sooth to you, God help me so.
Nay, then, quod he, I shrew us both too, and first I shrew myself, both blood and bones, if thou beguile me oftener than once. Thou shalt no more through thy flattery doom me to sing and winken with mine eye. For he that winketh when that he should see, all wilfully, God let him never thee.
Nay, quod the fox, but God give him mischance that is so indiscreet of governance, that jangleth when that he should hold his peace.
Lo, such it is for to be reckless and negligent, and trust in flattery. But you that hold in this tale a folly, as of a fox or of a cock and hen, taketh the morality, good men. For St. Paul says that all that written is, to our doctrine it is irrit iwis, taketh the fruit, and let the chaff be still. Now, good God, if that it be thy will, as saith my Lord, so make us all good men, and bring us to thy high bliss. Amen.
Sir Nun's priest,
our host said anon,
he blessed be thy breech and every stone. This was a merry tale of Chanticleer. But by my truth, if thou were secular, thou wouldst be a tread foul aright. For if thou have courage as thou hast might, thee were need of hens, as I ween, yea, more than 7 times 17. See which brawn hath this gentle priest, so great a neck and such a large breast. He looketh as a sparrow-hawk with his eye. Him needeth not his colour for to die with Brazil, nor with grain of Portingale.
Now, sir, fair fall you for your tale.